بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Chapter 112 It is reprehensible to drink directly from the mouth of a utensil, but it is not forbidden. النبي سيد خضري رضي الله تعالى عنه قال نهى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن اختناث الأسقية يعني أن تكسر أفواه ويشرب منها متفق عليه وسيد خضري رضي الله عنه the messenger of Allah forbidden the turning over of the mouth of the water skin, in other words, breaking open their mouth and drinking directly from them. Bukhari Muslim. Abu Sayyid Khudri radiallahu anhu narrates the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited the turning over of the mouth of the water skin, in other words, breaking open their mouth and drinking from them directly. Bukhari Muslim. Abu Nabi Huraira radiallahu anhu qala naha Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam an yushrab min fi saqa'i aw al-khirba muttafaqun alayhi. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited drinking directly from the mouth of utensils in water skins. Bukhari. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrates the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam prohibited drinking directly from the mouth of utensils in water skins. Bukhari. So, in those days they used to have earth clay pots or copper pots. It's not see-through like our bottles or our glass jugs or even plastic jugs nowadays that are see-through. You can't see what's inside. A snake could come, a scorpion could go inside. And if a person drinks directly, that might go in. Another thing is that when a person drinks, and some people, they have a nafis, they have a delicate temperament in tabiat. If somebody even touches their food, they can't eat. If they see a hair in their plate, they let go. And then that. So if a person drinks like that, then other people in the family, the others may, somebody has nafis, tabiat, he won't drink, like to drink from it. And now everybody, Corona, so even that is the case. So if a person directly from a jug, a person, a snake could fall in. I mentioned, I think on Friday, how a person, the mind, the effect of the mind, where a person went to somebody's house and he offered him water from the jug, and then when he poured it, he gave it to him, and after when he left, when at night, they're cleaning the jug, and I was putting more water in to see the last drops, a snake came out. The person, oh, what did I do? The person had water with a snake in it, and the snakes went probably in the mouth. So he ran to the person's house. How are you doing? I'm doing fine. Was the water? How's the water? How are you doing? Water, yeah, alhamdulillah, but it had a funny taste. He goes, there's a snake in it. He said, when he said there was a snake in it, he died. He collapsed there. He collapsed. So corona is going to kill me? It will kill you. Before it even thinks it attack you, it's going to kill me? It's going to kill me? It'll kill you. Why are you thinking of that with Allah? Just in my mind, your mind has very much power. So all these things, think positive, don't think negative. That was a different topic. But Rasulullah, this is one reason why he also prohibited of directly drinking from. Because in those days, they used to have the leather water skins were into that you can't see inside of it. So if that's why, one reason. And I said, another reason too, is there's no control over a person when he has the jug like this. It might go all in. He'll choke. Understand? That sometimes when we just take a ball and try to do that, we choke. So there's many reasons why. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enables us to follow all the sunnahs of the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.